Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome, patriots, God-fearing, liberty-loving, American heritage-fighting patriots in the American Redoubt, North Idaho and Liberty State, tuning in on KTW. And for those of you outside of our coverage area, many of you are in occupied territory from the Free Zones. Welcome and thank you for tuning in today to the John Jacob Schmidt Show. My name is your name, too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. And this is the voice of the American Redoubt. We're going to shed some light on the truth, the light of truth on the lies. Hopefully we can inform you, encourage you, inspire you, and more than that, motivate you to action in the fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. And of course, as we go along the way, we want to promote strongly resiliency, self-reliance, something that is lacking greatly across the fruited plains. And one example right now, across a little bit of the pond, up from Puerto Rico, we've got an update. We've got an Ameron Corps operator who was deployed to Puerto Rico for work, not for emergency communications, but he also is a licensed ham operator and an Ameron Corps radio operator. And so he's got a little bit of an update to share here, and I want to pass it on to you guys. So he says, some intel from on the ground. The situation is that most of the power grid is still down across all of Puerto Rico. He said he had been on generators and battery power since he was on the ground. He doesn't say how long that was, but I believe he's the one that emailed me. I'll double check. I think it's at least 2 to 3 weeks, but I'll follow up with that. In the beginning, they began hearing that FEMA was taking everything. They used the right of eminent domain to take food, water, generators, homes, and they took over a hotel and local businesses. Not a local businesses, plural, local businesses. They were kicked out of their hotel by FEMA. They had a generator taken in the middle of the night. I asked them to follow up. Was it FEMA that took it, or just criminals, looters, what? I'm waiting to hear back from him on that. He said, there's a battle of politics there. The local government does not want Americans here. Hold on a minute. Last time I checked, Puerto Rico was an American territory. They enjoy the benefits of citizenship, and they're entitled to all of the rights that American citizens are covered with. They love the benefits. They love the welfare. They love all the handouts, but they don't want Americans here in Puerto Rico. Interesting mindset, isn't it? Oh, and there is a huge, widespread dislike for Trump there. Wonder how that happened. Well, communism. We've covered that in the last couple of weeks. Communist revolutionaries are highly active in Puerto Rico. It must be a South Central American thing with communism. It's just, I don't know. I don't get it. But he also says cartels and violence from criminals and cartels is ramping up. I did ask him a follow-up question. One of the things I'm hoping to hear back, are they armed? Are they allowed to be armed? How are the citizens there armed? What is the what's the temperament of the local area as far as their attitude toward self-reliance? They don't seem very self-reliant. They're heavily reliant on outside help. But even though they don't want Americans there, I guess they want the federal government to just fly over with cargo planes and just kick out lollipops and stuffed unicorns from cargo planes with parachutes and bottled water and probably Nike tennis shoes and Under Armour sweatshirts. And I don't know. Just give us the free stuff, but stay off our land, Americans. He did identify one local ham repeater system, which is operational in the area. That is really encouraging, but he's having to use a Wi-Fi hotspot to send intel to get information out of there. So I've got several follow-up questions that I fired off to him, and we're going to be following up. Hopefully we can track down the Puerto Rican AMRON Corps members that we know are in Puerto Rico that have basically vanished. We've not been able to contact them, have not heard from them. So hopefully through this AMRON operator, we'll be able to track them down and get updates. Now, earlier this week, SAD, I mean, we know they've been promising to do it. We've seen a huge uptick in Islamic attacks, even on American soil. Much of it does not make the news. You need to go to jihadwatch.com. You need to go to pamelageller.com and follow these incidents that the mainstream slipstream media will absolutely refuse to cover. But this one couldn't be ignored. This Islamic fighter, on behalf of ISIS in New York City, rents a Home Depot truck, runs down a bike path, and mows people down, killing at least 8. Several are in critical condition. Many, many are in critical condition. Rams into a school bus, jumps out with a pellet gun and a paintball gun, which look like real guns. Police pursue on foot, shoot him in the abdomen, and now he's in custody. Well, they had a person of interest. This jumped out at me. There's a man who has apparently been in contact with this suspect. Now, a call was placed to, can't even pronounce his first name, last name is Kadyrov, who's described by sources as a friend of the suspected attacker, who is named Saipov. Saifulo Saipov. Now, Kadyrov is not being called a suspect, but the FBI had released a poster, digital e-poster, sent all over the internet asking for the public's help in finding this Kadyrov, who's not a suspect. We just want to talk to him. They couldn't find him, they said. He can't be located. But in less than an hour after posting this poster, they suddenly weren't looking for him anymore. The assistant director in charge, Bill Sweeney, announced the agents were no longer looking for Kadyrov. Well, where is he? This is like, where's Waldo? Now, I suspect that our good friend Kadyrov is probably somewhere in another country right now, having conversations with people in a dimly lit room. Hopefully he has been disappeared. We need help. The public's help. We're posting this poster up. Everybody, we need, if you've seen him, oh, take that poster down. Yeah, we're not looking for him anymore. Why? Probably because you already have him. You got him, snatched him up that quick. Well, let's hope some intel comes from that. Probably much more valuable, much more valuable than a gut shot Islamic fighter in New York in the hospital. They need to work on these officers' shooting skills. I mean, he didn't know it was a paintball gun. As far as he knew, it was the real deal. He was in a shootout with a terrorist in his mind. So hats off to him for keeping his cool, keeping his head about him enough to put rounds on target. But a gut shot? I mean, come on. We're talking about, we need to step up our game. Headshots. Take this guy down. Why spend millions and millions of dollars trying this guy and putting him in prison where the growing Muslim population prison gang population in our prisons and feed him and support him. Now, we're going to get all of our intel that we need, I think, from this his good buddy that he placed a phone call to, who is since not being looked for anymore. Don't know where he is. Haven't seen him. He's just nowhere to be found. Now, this brings us... Here's another situation here. Just within, like, 36 hours later, Alerts USA comes out, mass casualty incident, Walmart, Colorado. And we're like, oh no, not again. This is just, the world's going crazy. Who is this guy? What are the details? Well, first of all, bad call. There was two men shot and killed and one woman shot and transported to the hospital. That is not a mass casualty incident. Okay, you cannot cry wolf. The shooting in Las Vegas, that's a mass casualty incident. Running people down on the bicycle sidewalk in New York City with a truck carrying out a terrorist attack, killing at least 8, wounding as many as 20, that's a mass casualty incident. A shooting at a Walmart with 2 people down is not a mass casualty incident. Okay, let's get that out of the way. So this woman, incidentally, has later died. This guy turns out to be some type of freak. He's not an Islamic terrorist. We don't know what his deal is. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason why he did it. Kind of like Las Vegas. And what's interesting is how quickly that's been just removed from the... What? Las Vegas? What happened in... Oh, yeah, I remember that thing that happened 2 weeks ago that we've all forgotten about. And nobody's asking questions about why this guy's hard drive is nowhere to be found. There's so many questions there. That one bugs me. That one bothers me big time. And they're not saying peep. There's no information. They shut the flow of information from that investigation down. Anyway, I'm not going to let that one go. I'm just not going to dwell on it right now. So let's go back to the shooting at Walmart. This non-mass casualty incident, unknown reason, another freak goes and shoots 3 people. So far as we know right now, not even related. This guy had other issues, like mental or demonic issues. They got him in custody. So hopefully we'll find out more, unless this is another thing that's just going to get buried. We're going to find out that he's on psychotropic drugs and who knows what other types of influences, but we'll know more. Here's what was very interesting to me about this. The Daily Mail out of the UK covered this. They said so many Walmart shoppers drew their own handguns during the Colorado Walmart attack that police were unable to quickly identify the suspect on the closed caption TV, the security camera systems, because there were so many people with guns. Now, I have said this, the world's getting uglier and more dangerous, and you have the inherent right to always be prepared to defend life, liberty, and property. That is such a deeply embedded American principle. And it's biblical. How many of our warriors had to take care of business with swords? And our own king said, get yourself a sword. If you don't have one, sell your cloak and get one. Because it's an ugly place out there. And it's going to get worse. So, I've always said, in this day and age, go armed everywhere. First of all, avoid crowds. That's the number one rule. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We've got Antifa ramping up. They're gonna topple the Trump regime, they're claiming. Communist revolutionaries taking to the streets, doing what communist revolutionaries do. And this has been coming for a long time. None of us should be surprised or stunned by this. Unless you've been living under a rock or you've been wearing your 12th man jersey, paying more attention to the Seahawks than what's happening to your own republic as it's being eroded. Other than that, you should already know this has been coming. Or unless you fall into the category of person that was duped into thinking that communism was dead long ago. When the wall fell, communism fell. Yawn, move on. There's no more threat there. Rude Awakening's coming. But check this out. Avoid crowds when possible. You can't avoid going shopping for groceries. Sometimes you have to go out into the public. You can't sit there in home with the shutters closed, chewing your fingernails off. That is unscriptural. That is a defeatist type of mentality. Go on about your business, but just simply be prepared. Because there's no warning normally when you might have to defend life, liberty, or property. So, shoppers at Colorado Walmart, where a shooter opened fire, pulled their own handguns in defense. Police revealed the few armed individuals slowed the suspect tracking process. A police spokesman confirmed after the building had been deemed safe enough to enter, officials quickly began examining the footage. Now, this guy, Scott, whatever, we shouldn't even give him a name. The guy murdered these people. All right. Public shooter number 817. That's what we'll call him. He was arrested 8 a.m. Thursday after the 10-hour manhunt. Well, police shared surveillance footage of him entering the store to try to catch him. And, of course, they later did catch him. But police say startled shoppers at the Colorado Walmart, where a shooter opened fire and killed three, stalled the search process after they drew their own handguns in defense. The shoppers' immediate response to the violent event absolutely slowed the investigation, according to this article, as it left authorities scanning through surveillance tapes in pursuit of the single armed attacker. The few innocent yet armed individuals were eventually weeded out as suspects amid the several hour long investigation, which began Wednesday night and into Thursday morning. So that's when they were looking at the footage, looking for the armed guy. So let's look at the footage and find somebody with a gun in their hand. That's our guy. Well, multiple people pulled weapons, as they should have. And the poor police had to weed through to find out who the armed citizens were versus who the attacker was. Now, there's the attacker opening fire clearly on camera. He goes off camera. So let's look at the next camera footage. Oh, there's another guy that's armed there. It should be easy enough to find out who the suspect is. And you know what? If you have to weed through video footage to weed out armed citizens to identify the perpetrator, guess what? That's the price of liberty. So what? It slowed you down. You got him. He's in custody. Would you have gotten him any sooner? He was long gone. You wouldn't have gotten him any sooner. Just look for the guy who's running out of the store, getting in a car and fleeing. That's a pretty good indicator. But what a so the message here is, you armed citizens are really screwing things up. So maybe we should reevaluate armed citizens. And I'm sure the gun lobby's probably already putting pressure on Walmart. You need to put no gun-free zone signs up in Walmart, because this is just going to confuse police and it could take longer to catch the guy. Guess what? There are countless examples of armed citizens who have stopped, thwarted, or detoured attackers, would-be attackers, robbers, and mass shootings. It's the price of liberty. It just might slow down the police when they're scanning through the video coverage. And you know what? I was just ecstatic. I was actually ecstatic to see that a police investigation was slowed down because they couldn't identify the bad guy because so many armed citizens had cleared leather and were hunkered down, prepared to preserve life, liberty, and property. More specifically, in this case, their lives and the lives of their loved ones. The one guy there shopping with some relatives, father of two, if he had been armed, could he have stopped it before it even got any further? How many other fathers of two cleared leather, prepared to protect and defend their families. How many did, we may never know, how many armed citizens did the shooter, the suspect, encounter, which deterred him from continuing with his shooting spree? Maybe that's why he fled. So, we don't know. But the armed citizens that slowed down the police investigation very likely could have been responsible for deterring any further action by the shooter, causing him to flee. In either case, even if it was totally immaterial and didn't contribute in any other way, I was just beside myself with joy when I read this story. That's the way it should be. I believe when somebody walks into a store or a restaurant, we had a business meeting last night, 51st State, Liberty State Leadership Meeting. And we met at this little restaurant near the mall called Twigs. And it's a really popular place. And I was sitting there, of course, facing the entrance. And I'm thinking, what if somebody walks through that door yelling, Allahu Akbar? You know, and I'm kind of playing this through my mind, thinking how many people at this table are armed? How many other people in this restaurant are armed? And some guy comes in yelling, Allahu Akbar, and a gun comes out. And everybody in the restaurant who's armed clears leather. Would there be any confusion about who the bad guy is? Not. Absolutely not. And even if there is, that's the risk that we accept to take as an armed society, prepared to defend ourselves. This was a beautiful story. I spent way more time on it than I intended to. But let's talk about avoiding crowds. Now, you can't avoid going to the store, going to a restaurant, having a business meeting, or getting groceries. But there's other crowds that are getting ready to take to the streets, starting, well, this is Friday right now because I'm pre-recording this. Tonight, the Antifa, communist revolutionaries are planning on taking to the streets, even in right here, Spokane, Washington, in the American Redoubt. And I know that there's going to be a strong conservative representation also. So now they're out there, punch a Nazi. That's their slogan, punch a Nazi. Well, basically, a Nazi is anybody who stands against the communist revolutionaries. You are now, stamp, you're a Nazi. Which means if you oppose them at all, you're deserving of getting punched. Well, guess what? There are some God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots out there that understand sometimes godly men need to go out there and throw down with the Amalekites or with the Hittites, the Perizzites. So I know there's some conservatives out there that are pretty resolved not to let communist, revolutionary, anti-God, anti-American thugs take to and own our streets. The scripture says you should get along with these people and seek peace so long as you are able. Sometimes you're not able. Sometimes the Philistines won't stop until you confront them. And I'll just leave it at that. Now, I have said, don't worry, this is not, the Civil War is not going to start tonight or this weekend. From the November 4th through the 6th and on, they said we're going to keep ramping things up. Yes, this is going to be another wave, but it's not. Don't get spun up, people. Oh, the end of the Civil War is starting. This is it. It's not. Yes, we are going that direction. This is going to continue in a pulsing fashion. Okay, it's throbbing right now, like birth pangs. Okay, that's how revolutions happen. Now, there definitely could be some triggering events, things that could accelerate things, and the timing in between birth pangs will get closer and closer, and those birth pangs will become more intense as that revolution turns from words and rhetoric to violence, and we'll grow beyond just throwing punches. So I've studied Civil War, Revolutionary War. Okay, the war is not going to start tonight. It's just going to be another birth pang. Right? This will be in mostly inner cities. Stay away from crowds. Stay away from inner cities. Keep a low profile. Unless you're going out to punch a person who wants to punch a Nazi, who's not really even a Nazi, but just standing against communist revolutionaries. If you want to go and stand toe-to-toe with them and throw down with them, you know, that's totally different. But you should not ever get unsuspectedly caught up in some melee. If that's the case, you've got poor situational awareness, right? And you need to adjust, or you're not going to survive what's coming to the streets of America. And rely on God. Stand with Him through all of this. No matter what happens, we belong to Him. Stand for righteousness. Stand against the oppressor. Stand for the widow. Stand for the orphan. Demand justice and the rule of law. And love each other and always search out peace whenever it's possible. I want to thank our sponsor, Riverfront Suites, St. Mary's, Idaho, on the beautiful St. Joe River. The fall colors are out. We got a little bit of snow, but that's okay. If you need a place to get away, go check them out. Riverfrontsuites.com. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday right here on KTW. I'm John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too. God bless.